Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Hundreds of students protesting the war in Gaza at Columbia University are defying an ultimatum from the school that they leave their encampment or face disciplinary action. Student protest leader Sweta Pollitt was among those who spoke to reporters after the deadline passed.
While the administration offered us a timeline for review of divestment proposals, they refused to give us any commitment that the ultimate decision would be binding.
That deadline for students to disband expired an hour ago, but those remaining say it would require police force to make them leave. A large number of uniformed New York City police officers are gathered outside campus. In Texas, police are confronting protesters at the University of Austin. A host of politicians are weighing in on how to contain campus protests over the Israel-Hamas conflict, some calling for more security, others telling universities to handle it themselves. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo reports.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called for university presidents to get control of their campuses. He spoke with CBS's Face the Nation about the recent rise in demonstrations across the country in support of Palestinians, but declined to follow some of his Republican colleagues in calls to deploy the National Guard. After a visit to Columbia University last week, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson started the movement to bring in more force to dispel protesters. His speech at the campus was nearly drowned out by students' protests. Other Republicans followed suit, but so far no national force has been deployed. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
After tornadoes ravaged parts of the South and Midwest over the weekend, recovery crews out in cities with the worst damage. Nebraska Public Media's Cassidy Arena spoke with a volunteer helping to clean up the damage in her community.
19-year-old Sierra Nelson feels lucky that her home was spared in the tornadoes that swept through much of Elkhorn, Nebraska. Following the damage, she and her father decided to give back and help others in their community who weren't so fortunate. She has been helping to pick up houses that were torn apart when she had to take a break for a tetanus shot after a scratch from a nail.
It's the right thing to do. I mean, I was lucky to not get affected, but other people weren't. People are without houses at the moment. It's lucky that nobody died at the moment or perished with tornadoes, but some people weren't lucky.
Nelson says the community responses for recovery are the very representation of a Midwest attitude. For NPR News, I'm Cassidy Arena in Elkhorn, Nebraska.
Federal appeals courts in Virginia says restrictions on gender-affirming surgeries on the books in West Virginia and North Carolina are, quote, obviously discriminatory. The court ruled today that government-sponsored health insurance plans in those states must pay for the procedures. West Virginia's attorney general is vowing to take the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is NPR News. The Irish Prime Minister has instructed his Justice Minister to draw up new legislation for his cabinet to approve this week. Philip Marks reports on the emergency measure aimed at allowing Ireland to return to the UK any asylum seekers who have traveled from there.
Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris wants this legislation to combat the impact of Britain's plan to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda, which the UK Parliament recently endorsed. 80% of Ireland's recent migrant arrivals came from Britain. A decades-old peace agreement means that despite Brexit, the Ireland-UK border remains largely unpoliced for both people and goods, allowing individuals threatened with UK deportation to cross into Ireland and claim asylum there instead.
The 2024 Drama Desk Award nominations were announced today, and Jeff London reports that the nominators were impressed with a lot of off-Broadway shows this season.
Dead Outlaw, a musical by the creators of the band's Visit and which played in a 385-seat off-Broadway theater, led the nominations with 11. The new Broadway musical adaptation of the S.E. Hinton novel The Outsiders came in with 9 nominations, and the new play Stereophonic, which had recently moved from off-Broadway to Broadway, had 8 nominations. Another transfer from off-Broadway, Suffs, the Shana Taub musical about suffragists, also had 8 nominations, as did the off-Broadway Jason Robert Brown show The Connector. The Drama Desks will be awarded on June 10th. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.